T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Went downtown. Smarty Griffin. Larry's off today. My brother Larry, sleep in. Went downtown to see a show with my wife. Okay? To see if all the hype is the hype. It's a fact. It's a magic show. Fantastic. Right there on Liberty Avenue. I parked right in front. It ended about 7:30. Still light out. Get in the car. Head down Liberty Avenue. Right in the middle of the street. Massive fight. Massive fight. Also downtown this weekend. 20 kids jumped a group of young girls. Jumped downtown. Also downtown. Aggressive panhandling. Also downtown. Overdoses in the streets. Also downtown. Grime. You know what grime is? Funk. Nastiness. If you think I'm hating on Pittsburgh, I'm just telling you the truth. My wife works downtown. She gets nervous. The biggest players in downtown Pittsburgh right now are thinking about leaving. Why? Because their employees don't feel safe downtown. Why? Because every cop I know has been told to back off. Don't make that drug arrest. Don't harass anyone who's panhandling. Don't arrest or move anyone who's homeless. And I've obsessed on Wiener World downtown, speaking to the owner live every single day for nearly a month. Why? Because every single day on the way to work, his wife now cries because she's afraid to go to work downtown. And that ain't right. And this ain't hype. These are facts. A player downtown, a big shot, a guy I would trust with every single nickel of our money, and what he's saying about downtown had me looking up yesterday morning. Robert Fragasso. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir, I can. You sound fantastic.
Well, thank you for inviting me on the show.
For you to speak out about downtown, in my world, is a big deal, is it not, sir? Because you're that concerned, sir.
Well, I wouldn't do it normally, but it has gotten to the point where action needs to be taken. And I don't want to generalize or make it a one-note answer, but the fact is, action is not being taken. It needs to be nuanced. It needs to segregate the people who are causing the problem into the people who are truly needy versus the criminal element, and they need to be dealt with separately. But there's no action being taken, unfortunately.
How long have you been downtown, sir?
54 years.
Right on, brother. And this is your town. Like, it's my town, isn't it?
I grew up in the inner city.
And you hate seeing this, do you not, sir? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Oh, I hate seeing it because I love the city. But I also hate seeing it because I built my business over 50 years, and it is being ruined in a very short period of time. Unfortunately, downtown, we have suburban offices, and that's where our people have chosen to go to work. They don't want to stay home. They don't want to sit at home and work from home in their jammies. They want to come into the office and be with their coworkers, but they're afraid to come downtown.
Should they be afraid, sir?
We've allowed them to. Unfortunately, yes. I'll give you a couple of examples. One is friends of mine, husband and wife, had worked out of town for some years, originally Pittsburghers, and they moved back and they bought last year a condo downtown, not far from my office building. And now they're so sorry they did because they can't go out for a walk.
Wow.
Everything you described in your prologue to this conversation is accurate.
It's grimy, is it not, sir?
Well, it's unsafe, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to an event. I park in my garage, catty corner across from my building on Smithfield Street, which seems to be the epicenter. But unfortunately, it's all throughout town. And so I parked in my parking garage and walked to the William Penn Hotel. I walked through Tent City. I walked through everything you described. And most of these people are truly needy.
Right.
But there's a strong criminal element. People are dealing drugs outside the parked car window in front of my office building.
Robert, do you ever think you'd be saying that in your whole life? Ever?
Never. 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 There needs to be a cogent plan, and unfortunately, I don't think there's been that. Our police department is at 80% of required strength.
Yes, sir.
We haven't trained. Now, I realize that, and I'm not here to skewer anybody.
Of course not.
I think everybody wants to do the right job. But the fact is, the right job isn't being done. And so the mayor is finally going to bring a, and I say finally on purpose, going to bring a training class, but it's too little and it's not too late, but it's very late. So we need to recruit immediately. We need to be able to pay police. We need to do what's been talked about, and that is couple police work with social work and get people into the right facilities. Now, there was a great job done, funded by our foundations. We are well supported in this town by foundations.
Yes, sir.
And that's a housing facility on the old parking lot, what was formerly a parking lot, not far from the jail.
Right.
And I had a judge tell me the other evening, he knows, obviously, that there have been over 180 calls for the police to visit that facility for overdose, for fights.
Robert, it's approaching 400 now. 400 911 calls to the new 911 to the new shelter. Can you hang on, sir?
Yes.
You want to hear the truth? That's the truth. You want to hear from someone that matters? He matters. Does he give a damn? Hell yeah. 54 years downtown, folks. That is the truth. Man. I hope the mayor's listening. What's up? Marty Griffin. When downtown fails, we fail. It's a fact. So why talk about downtown? Because when downtown's failing, we're all failing. Check this out. The Chamber of Commerce folks like to tell you that half of the workforce is back downtown. It's not true. My insiders tell me it's closer to 30% have returned to work. And why would you go back downtown? It's grimy. It's scary. It's sketchy. Don't take my word. Take Robert Fragasso's word. One of the most respected financial advisors in America has been downtown working with his people for 54 years. Robert, have you thought about leaving downtown altogether, sir, which would be traumatic for you?
The answer is yes. Unfortunately, we knew we were going to downsize our space, and this is before the pandemic, but our people are afraid to come down, and the spouses of our people are telling them that they're not to go downtown. This is not something we can force. Now, we've been told by political leaders, make your employees come downtown. I cannot make my employees come downtown. I can't make my clients come downtown. We had clients visit us week before last, and they told their advisor at our firm, "We'll meet you in the suburbs. We're not coming downtown. We're too afraid to be down here." If I might, just make a quick point. I know we don't have much time.
No, please.
We can't solve a problem if we don't acknowledge the problem. And we're getting information like, again, in the news from political leaders, the crime statistics are no higher now than pre-pandemic. Yeah.
Come on.
Those are the statistics. What about the unreported? How about the people urinating in the flower pots in front of my building? How about the poor woman who served me breakfast for 30 years, quit her job because she got mugged, and she's afraid to come to work, but yet she won't report it because of the thugs who know who she is? This is a black woman in a black neighborhood.
Oh, God, that's awful. Is she okay? Is she okay, Robert?
She is okay. God. She is okay. But that's not a crime statistic. But it deteriorates the quality of everybody's life. And she's the sweetest, nicest person. I walked past a major office building on the way to have my hair cut.
Right.
Which, by the way, my barber who owns the building had his front window broken three times.
Gah.
Because of the kind of fights you were talking about in the past several months.
Right.
I walked past this new major building where the internal security force, four officers are patrolling the front of the building with a canine. No, that's not quality of life. That's any pablum we're being fed here to make us believe that there's not a problem is just that. So we have to acknowledge the problem. We have to mobilize a plan. We have to enact the plan and do it humanely, kindly for the people who need the help, and directly and forcefully for the criminal element.
Robert Fragasso, why?
Simply said.
I'm hearing from you that you're hearing from big shots, bank presidents who feel the same way you do. Is that accurate, sir?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. The reporter and I together got almost 300 emails yesterday.
What?
After the newspaper story came out that you referenced.
Right.
And every one of them was supportive. And there were at least two bank presidents. There were lawyers. There were doctors. There were guys in the parking garage. So this is everybody's feeling this.
Is it a crisis,
it's not
sir?
A good thing.
Would you describe it as a crisis, sir?
Oh, of course it is. Of course it is. When my business has to shut down downtown, and you reference Wiener World. I'm not going to tell his story. But he said his wife's crying on the way to work. He's going to leave when the lease is up. Yeah, it's a crisis. And this is a statement I hope resonates. Governments don't create jobs. Businesses create jobs. And business and government should be partners in creating and establishing a good quality of life. And safety is the first responsibility of government. Wake up.
Robert,
we really have to move on this.
Has anyone from the mayor's office ever reached out to you and said, how can we help, sir?
I've had conversations with the mayor's office, and we've tried to be helpful to each other.
Right.
No need to go into that.
Yes, sir.
But I will go back to the general statement I made earlier. If we don't acknowledge the problem, then we can't begin to solve the problem.
Unbelievable. Robert Fragasso, thanks for your honesty, sir. Absolutely takes courage.
Thanks for helping spread the word, Marty.
All right, my man.
It's a good service.
All right, my man.
Take care.
That is troubling stuff. Troubling, troubling stuff. Man. Sometimes the truth hurts. That hurts. Wow. Larry's off today. You know why? Dan Marino's in town. Why does that, and what does that have to do with Larry being off? I'll tell you why. Larry has built his entire career off of knowing Dan Marino. Larry is married to one of my all-time favorite people, Cindy Marino. When Danny comes to town, he generally stays with Cindy. And Dan hires Larry, I think it's $22 an hour, to take care of his wants and needs when he's here. For instance, Larry does Dan's laundry. Yep. Larry makes Dan pancakes. Apparently, Marino likes chocolate chip pancakes, apparently, with whipped cream, I'm told. Larry presses Dan's shirts. Apparently likes a crease in his jeans, too. Larry drives for Dan. They were out Saturday night. Terry Totten, the greatest football coach in Central Catholic High School history. Love you, Terry. They had a going-away party for him at the Rivers Casino. Larry brought Dan. Served as his bodyguard, his valet, and his buddy. Right now, Dan sits on the couch, and Larry holds the remote. When Dan asks for a specific channel, SpongeBob, Larry changes the channel. That's why Larry's not here. Apparently, Dan is leaving today, and Larry will be back tomorrow. Enough said. Meantime, downtown, Pittsburgh, Friday night, midnight, I apologize, Liberty at 9th, 7 to 9 Saturday night. A large group of males roving downtown attacked a group of young girls. Attacked them. Is this as good as it gets? And right now, in a car, headed to Wiener World, is Dan and his wife. And she's crying. Why? Because as she approaches work every single day, she worries about what will happen next. Seriously. And let me tell you something. For Robert Fragasso, big shot, big player, and a hell of a gentleman, to step up and say, hey, man, I'm moving out of here. I'm close. I've been down here 54 years, and my employees are quitting because they're afraid. My clients won't come in because they're afraid. And I will not accept this. And he says, bank presidents are saying the same thing. Hey, folks, if a major bank with 5,000 employees was offered $400 million to move to Charlotte right now, where they don't have this sewage system downtown, what would you do? What would you say? Anthony, my man, good morning, sir.
Mr. Fragasco is the canary in the coal mine.
That's right.
He's telling everybody, and this isn't new. Marty, you have the Gainey supporters who call up and blast you and I for going after Mr. Gainey. But then they were all obviously in a dark room because we went after Peduto also. We warned what was coming then, didn't we?
Peduto didn't come to work for 2 years, man.
Right. And we ripped his statement about when we were talking about some of the same things when he told the businesses to move to the suburbs.
Please, he told people to go to the mall.
Yeah, so we're not picking on Gainey. What we're picking on is incompetence. And you see, they have it mixed up here. The business, the billion-dollar business, and the million-dollar businesses who are in town, they are the engine.
That's right.
Not the hoodlums, not the vagrants, the bums. The losers, no. It's these business and the small business people.
Hey, how about 20 people attacking a bunch of girls downtown Friday night?
That's not unusual. When I go to town, except when I have to go to the courthouse or anything, I take my gun with me. Why? I've been accosted. And I let the people know I'm not the one to play with. Leave me alone.
So you're willing to shoot someone if you have to?
Marty, I had one who I told, leave me alone, he picked up something and tried to come at me. Because I told him to leave me alone. So this isn't a figment of my imagination. I'm not bashing down. I love downtown. My goodness gracious, when we were kids, we got dressed up to go downtown. Like we were going to church. So this is nonsense. But this mayor, see, what happened 3 weeks ago? We talked about the business owner
yep.
who's moving to the suburbs.
Yep.
Why? Because of his administration wouldn't talk to another millionaire business owner who wanted to invest in the community. He's listening to this crazy left who says police are bad, defund the police, and that's who he's attached his administration to.
This is scaring the hell out of me. All of it is scaring the hell out of me, and I'll tell you what it's doing. It's making me mad, too. When you lose downtown, you lose the region. And when you lose the region, you lose hope. And when you lose hope, you're done. Done. Whew! Man, that Robert Fragasso interview shook me up. And it only gets worse. Listen to this. Downtown is lost for now. This coming from insiders. They requested 18 police officers and 4 supervisors out of the entire department. Okay, they requested 18 officers and 4 supervisors. Of the entire department, they got 3 supervisors and 10 officers to go to this new mini station. Okay. 8 of the 10 came from zone 2. Oops. All 3 supervisors came from zone 2. Oops. 1 of the 10 was a bike cop. He was removed from the bike in zone 2 last year, so he transferred to zone 3. Okay. In other words, out of 400 plus cops patrol this city, they got 1 volunteer to go to the new mini station who wasn't from zone 2 already. And by the way, in case you're doing math, Zone 2 is now short. What's that mean? The cops know that this administration will not protect them. If a cop takes action and it goes bad because stuff happens, they know they won't be protected. How about that? At the end of the day, folks, you got one new volunteer to help with the madness downtown out of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cops. Why? Because they know they can't do their job. Why? Because they know no one has their back. Why? Because the game has changed dramatically. They can't recruit. They can't train. They can't compete on a competitive basis. So the cops have said, to hell with it. And guess who suffers? Downtown. And folks like Fragasso, who you heard on the air this morning, say he's real close to leaving downtown after 54 years. Sad.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.